In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the armed forces, RCMP, and federal public service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Sookrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrum's.
UMFM 101.5 broadcasts at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, located on Treaty 1 territory, the original lands of the Anishinaabeg, the Hiawak, Oji Cree, Dakota, and Dene peoples, and the homeland of the Métis Nation.
Warning, the following program may contain controversial social material. Listener discretion is advised.
Feels almost criminal to cut off a Fontaine's DC track, especially a highlight from their most recent record, Romance. You might have heard of it, might have not. I'm just kidding, you definitely heard of it. Anyways, feels criminal to cut it off, but it's time for Post Everything, brand new live episode coming to you on 101.5 UMFM. So don't touch that dial for the next hour. We got some crazy stuff playing, some not so crazy stuff playing, everything quiet and loud and noisy and spare, everything, all sorts of heavy, all sorts of emotional. You gotta feel your feelings, right? We gotta keep moving through this world and keep on feeling, keep on trying to feel. Something I was ruminating on a little bit in the last couple of days is that there's no reward for callousness. I think that the world kind of forces us to be callous, but there's really, in the end, no reward, no prize for being so callous, for ignoring your feelings and the feelings of the world around you and the people around you. So feel what you gotta feel. And if you wanna feel what you gotta feel, you're in the right place for that. Kicking this episode off, brand new track from last week that I discovered, fell in love with, an artist from Halifax named Jesse, but they go by I Dialed Your Number, all one word, track called Lovebird. Sounds like all my favorite Midwest emo and math rock and kind of pop screamo, all kind of filtered through the lands of indie rock and alternative rock. Don't believe me? Let's give it a listen. This is Post Everything, Lovebird by I Dialed Your Number.
Just like your body when I need. keep hearing voices from within.
That was a new track by Halifax-based indie rocker I Dialed Your Number, once again. All one word, no capitals, track called Lovebird. Fantastic stuff. I just love that strange melding of kind of the indie rock melodies and textures with like the post-hardcore and math rock and Midwest emo sort of aesthetics. I love to see more of that. I think that some people can't help to be indie rockers, even if they like really heavy, really crazy music. And so whenever they try to make heavy, crazy music, it just sounds like indie rock. This does it in a really, really good way. I don't think there's any really bad examples. I always think there's kind of interesting results when somewhat soft people try to make somewhat crazy music. I'm one of those people. I'm a bit of a indie rocker sort of alt country guy, as hard as I try not to be. So whatever I write ends up sort of being in that vein, and I hope it's interesting. And I hope it's interesting right now listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. We're switching gears to another Halifax based artist, or they were at one point. I think they may be defunct or non-existent or on hiatus or whatever they want to call it. Although in a very, very different vein, probably from a very, very different scene, we're getting into some like grimy hardcore territory. I like my hardcore and metal a little bit terrifying, a little bit gross sounding, a little bit greasy, crusty, if you will, a little bit grind and crust. If you know, that sounds disgusting, and the music also sounds disgusting, so it's like a really good meeting of minds here. Anyways, Halifax band called Weed Thief that got randomly recommended to me, a track from their self-titled called Hole. Following that up with Winnipeg Grind Legends, a band whose name I can't really say, with a track called Ruins, and following that up with another new discovery of mine, though much more recent, a band called Ugh, I think. U-U-G-G-H, that's how I'd like to imagine it, from Toronto, making really weird, crusty, super lo-fi, and super trippy, I want to say hardcore punk kind of stuff, but it's a bit of everything. It's melodic, it's screamy, it's noisy, but to you, I don't know what it is. So this is Weed Thief with Hole, and you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UM FM. We'll be right back. That is how we like it. Chaotic, drenched with noise. We don't know where it's going to go next. That was the fifth track from Toronto band Ogs' debut EP, Freako System, track called Garbage Gnome. Fitting name, even though I don't know what they're saying. Really keeps you on your toes. I love that. Big, huge riffs, noise ending, psych bridge, little like lullaby nursery rhyme melody on top of a crushing riff. There's like a dance punk section. I love it. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, home of your in-between to your in-between everything else, alternative to your alternative. We just finished up a set of some absolutely scathing, disgusting grind, crust, noise, whatever you want to call it. Very economical segment, if you will. 5 minutes, three songs in what would normally be the span of one song. Incredible stuff. Before that was a Winnipeg band. We can't really say the name of the band on the air, but you probably have to Google it based on the clues I'm going to give you. It was a track called Ruins from their anthology CD, a band that was on the G7 Welcoming Committee label, and contains members that later went on to join Propagandhi. That's about all I can say, but you'll probably find them online if you really want to seek it out. And then before that, Halifax's Weed Thief with Hole from their self-titled EP. Once again, listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. We're going to keep things crazy, but we're going to balance it out a little bit. Something between I Dialed Your Number and the absolutely grimy hardcore segment that we had there. I've been really impressed with a bunch of these newer screamo bands I've been getting recommended and hearing. A couple from the East Coast of the U.S., one from, once again, Toronto. Lots of Toronto here, unfortunately. But yeah, really impressed with them. What really strikes me isn't their heaviness or their abrasiveness or anything like that, their absolute brute force, but rather that they kind of temper those qualities with really melodic elements, with quiet elements, with really emotional elements. I guess that's why they call it emotional hardcore. There's a balancing act between the melancholy and the absolute chaos. Kicking things off is a band from New York called Ulf. The track, that's OLTH. I feel like it's an acronym because it's all in caps, with a track called Hen Hood from their new record O. Following that up, Catalyst from Rhode Island with Enough Is Enough and Anything's Off. The Toronto act, New Mirrors with My Name. They're from Toronto. They're excellent. I can't slam Toronto bands. Really, we have some great exports coming out of there. This is Post Everything, and that coming up right now is Ulf with Hen Hood. That was New Year's coming out of Toronto with a track called My Name from their newest record, Directions, which is one of those records that gets weird or got weirdly talked about in the last week or two, just from places I normally wouldn't expect, publications I normally wouldn't expect to even touch. First, a Canadian band, second, a Canadian screamo band, but you had Pitchfork, you had Outside Noise talking about them. That's how I knew it would be good. Everybody, well, okay, that's not a good marker if something's going to be good. If everybody likes something, it's either going to be completely terribly awful or it's going to be completely awesome. And this one was completely awesome. I recommend you go check out the record. Before that was Rhode Island's Catalyst with Enough is Enough. Before that, Alth, I think, OLTH, from New York City with Hen Hud. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Something that struck me just listening now was, as much as I talk about that I love that these screamo bands have a great balance between the more gentle segments of their sound and the more bruising parts of their sound, I love that they write such incredible breakdowns. They're often really mathy and angular and strange and feel like they're hitting you right in the face. Better breakdowns than most hardcore bands, I would say. But it's hard to write a good breakdown. So, you know, kudos to whoever can write a breakdown. I sure as heck I'm not good at writing breakdowns. This next track is very, very heavy, but does not really have a breakdown. It has a breakdown in the sense that it speeds up at a point, but it kind of stays fast. It's mostly stays at this sort of lurid sort of snail's pace. It kind of oozes forth into your ears out of the speakers, but sounds downright acidic. It's probably one of the heaviest songs of all time, at least a top three contender. It's Electric Wizard with Funeralopolis. Fitting listening, I think, for the past couple of weeks for me. World is a very scary place. Lots of doom and gloom and violence and genocide and destruction ongoing from world powers and the people around you. It's a little scary, so we got to listen to some scary music about scary people sometimes. This one in particular is about nuclear apocalypse, which is a fear that has once again come back into the public consciousness. So if you're feeling a little bit scared, come listen to this terrifying song with me. This is Funeralopolis by Electric Wizard. Thank you. you're going to have to go to your streamer of choice if you want to hear that whole track. Ending's a little bit much for radio, unfortunately, but that was Funeralopolis by Electric Wizard. Very fitting for our mini-apocalypse, I think, that we're living through this. Well, maybe not mini, but very, very slow, very uncomfortable, very scary apocalypse. I said the riff kind of oozes forth, but it also sounds like the world bursting into flames. It's powerful stuff. Maybe one of my favorite riffs of all time. Maybe, like I said, one of the heaviest songs of all time, but this riff is maybe a top five riff for me. I'm going to be honest. It's not flashy. It's not over the top. It's this big, slushy behemoth of a riff, and it just sticks with you. I don't think I could ever do anything quite as heavy in my own guitar playing or anything. It's just crazy sounding to me. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Truly listening to Electric Wizard. Nothing prepares you for how scary and intense of an experience it really is. It's a band called Electric Wizard. Very silly name. It sounds fantastical. You're expecting some whimsy. And to boot, the album is called Dope Throne. It features a black and white drawing of a wizard smoking out of a bong. So you'd be right in thinking, you'd be very wrong in thinking it's a little bit silly. It seems silly aesthetically, but you listen to it and some of the scariest stuff put to tape. Like I said, that track in particular is about like nuclear warfare, apocalypse, the world bursting into flames before you can truly live. Scary, scary stuff. But, you know, scary music for scary times. But if you like your music a little bit less scary, we're gonna dial it back quite a bit. Get real quiet, but just as strange. A couple of hazy tracks that kind of have this feel of acoustic meets electric, dreamscape meets the real world, instruments fading in and out, cutting in and out. It's very hard to describe stuff, so I'll just have to show it to you. In particular, I really loved this band I discovered called Hyper Collider, sort of, like I said, electro-acoustic kind of post-rock stuff, dreamy and digital, but also acoustic and earthy, lots of threads coming in and out, but it's so, so human. It feels like trying to recall your favorite childhood memory, I think, but all the details are kind of weird, even just a fond memory from a couple weeks ago, if your memory is bad like mine, and you try to places and faces and people and names, but everything's a little bit hazy and wonky and bittersweet, knowing you can't go back. So we're kicking things off. Very short song, The Cyrillic Typewriter out of Vancouver, Dreams Through a Cup of Tea. Following that up, Hyper Collider with How Wonderful. Anything's off with Atomiste, maybe? I think they're French. A Decision and a Promise from there. Some of Us Stay, Some of Us Go record, which really hits bittersweet right on the head. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
David carries on an Amarok, simply lying down. Moving is a loss, but now you've got sound. Try and find a way to stretch it out, simply lying there. Eyes are closed again, and it's all white, black and red and brown. You.
Something that's always a little bit magic to me is how context changes art, appearances, what you hear, what you experience, which shouldn't be so mind-blowing, but it mind-blows me a little bit every time. I was thinking of that last track, how when I listened to it at home, it definitely was more in a bittersweet kind of melancholic vein. But listening to it now, maybe it was the better speakers, maybe it's the place I'm at, maybe it was the music that surrounded it, who knows. It was much, much darker than I remember. That was Atomist with an E at the end, with the track called A Decision and A Promise. Before that, a little bit brighter was Hyper Collider with How Wonderful from their record We Shall Never Meet Again. How Wonderful, Goodbye, which I've been in love with for the past couple of weeks. And before that, sort of obscure Vancouver act called the Cyrillic Typewriter with a track called Dreams Through a Cup of Tea. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, but not for a whole lot longer. I'm only with you till 5 p.m., unfortunately, so I got to make the best of this last 9 minutes or so. We're going to keep things, I guess, sort of melancholic, sort of bittersweet, but looking up, they have an airy, these tracks have an airy kind of quality to them, less hazy, less, you know, nostalgic in a sort of bitter way, but sort of like, I guess, pining for connection, for humanity, for the people around you. There's a sadness to it, but also a great, great hope, and there's a sort of spare soundscape surrounding them to boot. They're strange tracks for sure to most people, I'm sure, but there is a piece to them that I deeply, deeply enjoy. So ending things off, we have a guitar visionary from San Francisco named Bill Orcutt with his new record. It's called Music in Continuous Motion, a sort of a piece that he wrote recently for four guitars. Lots of his albums are sort of in that vein. They're almost art pieces to witness. Four guitar compositions. This track is the final track, which kind of feels like giving spoilers to a movie, but I'd like to think of it more like it's a Guy Ritchie movie, and we're seeing the results of the climax before the climax comes and it leaves us wanting more. Anyways, Bill Orcutt with a track called Or Difficult to See. And ending things off, absolutely beautiful find while I was trawling through the depths of my computer's hard drive for music to listen to while I was cleaning, Alabaster de Plume with Visit Croatia, which is as jazzy as we're going to get today. So you've been listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. I've been your host, Corbin Friesen, but don't touch that knob, don't touch that dial. I'll be here next week, Monday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and we got the Talking Hockey guys, Jarrett, Ed, Tom, coming through. It's going to be fantastic and fun. Just a good time. So stay tuned. You've been listening to Post Everything. This is Bill Orcutt with Or Difficult to See.
50 to 60 years ago, people were introduced to
rock and roll high school.
101.5 UMFM.
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
Here's Lemieux, the center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux! Oh my heavens! What a goal! What a move! Lemieux! Oh baby! Here's a mistake and a throw.
Oh, hello there, hockey fans. How are you doing today? It's Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show, right here back with you for another brand new episode on this week's show on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. Stream the station anywhere, be you, you know, on the road outside of the Winnipeg area, but you got the net. Yeah, just go to umfm.com.